This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You got your lists, of course, that set of things you got to get done. Then you've got your planners and your day books, slightly more ambitious lists, right? Now you've got something called a bullet journal. It's a diary and a planner and a sketch pad all in one, a life hack, really, kind of gone viral. Ryder Carroll is the guy who invented the bullet journal method and who has now written a book about it called The Bullet Journal Method. Ryder, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So for those who are unfamiliar with this, as full disclosure, I was until I heard a couple of producers around here talking about it. What is the bullet journal method?
I think the short version is that the bullet journal method is a mindfulness practice that's disguised as a productivity system that uses nothing more than a notebook and a pen.
Well, so how is it different than like from one of those planner day books that I can get it right in?
Sure. So I would think of the bullet journal method more as an idea that is implemented through pen and paper, very free form, and it's modular, and people plug in their own tools, if you will, ones that they design.
Tools being what? Ideas and thoughts and graphics? And I mean, you've got a pretty good explainer video that basically says, design this thing the way it works for you.
Yeah, so basically what I try to do with the tutorial is lay the foundation. So when I say tools, maybe we're talking about a project or a health tracker or a gym tracker. It could be whatever the user needs and getting into a habit of consistently prioritizing.
Where did you get this idea? How did it happen?
It took a lifetime to develop, essentially, but it was born through a need. When I was young, I was diagnosed with ADD, and back then there weren't a lot of tools available to me. So I started creating my own tools that helped me tackle my challenges with focus and productivity and organization. And over the decades, essentially, I started developing these small tools and techniques. And the only real platform that I had available as a kid, which was a notebook. And I started to figure out ways to organize myself that worked the way that my mind worked. And over the years, I refined those techniques over and over and over again until they eventually became what is the bullet journal today.
We are, though, in an internet age, right, and a digital age. And here you're saying, in essence, you can gain some degree of emotional control over a chaotic and busy life with pen and paper.
Yeah. So don't get me wrong. I think that technology is incredibly valuable. Like, technology has allowed us to connect with the world around us in ways that we never imagined before. But I feel like the more connected we get with the world around us, the less connected we are with the world within us. Our lives have turned into an always online, always available existence. And in that, we don't really have an opportunity to think anymore. So for me, taking a step back and sitting down with my notebook automatically disconnects me. And then all of a sudden, really interesting things happen when I just stop and think.
We have a producer here who is the one who said, listen, we should do this interview. And she keeps a bullet journal, and it's individualized, it's artistic, it's detailed. And I wonder if part of the reason this might work so well for so many people is that you do allow that individualization and people are encouraged to be creative with how they do this.
Very much so. So what I always try to tell people when they get into bullet journaling, do what works for you. Yeah. Now, not do anything you want, but like do what actually adds value to your life. And everybody has very unique needs and priorities. And that's really exciting to see because all of these things are choices based on their lived experience. You know, for those who are more creative, they're like, this is one place in my life where I can just do whatever I want to do. You know, like I can be creative, I can illustrate my books. And for other people, it's just a way for them to clarify their thoughts very quickly in a way they hadn't before.
Ryder Carroll, the book and the method, I suppose, is called The Bullet Journal Method. Ryder, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me on.